All right. Welcome to the second edition of Truth Hurts Radio here on RBN. I'm your host, Charles Giuliani. And by the way, people have been asking me, how come you're listed as Charles Hurts on the website? I guess there was a mix-up there. It's Truth Hurts, and my name is Charles Giuliani, so I guess they'll hopefully get that corrected today. And it is spelt the same way, yes, unfortunately, as the former mayor, Giuliani. That is my name, I must say. I'm stuck with it. Anyway, I have two guests on today. For the first hour, I've got Luke Rudkowski from WeAreChange.org. Those of you who aren't familiar with him, he's quite the activist. If I could use the word obnoxious activist, he gets right in the face of the government mafia boys, and he makes his presence well known. Very tactful, though. He knows what words to use to make sure that he doesn't go out of his way to arouse their anger, but at the same time, he gets right in their face. And he knows his rights. He knows what he can and can't do. He's not intimidated. Very impressive, energetic person, the kind of guy you want on your side. And I do believe on the line, or I think we have... You there, Luke? We're getting some feedback. Uh-oh, we're getting feedback. Okay, I guess he's had a little problem with his line, so hopefully we'll get that worked out. He will be joining us in a second. Anyway, for those that aren't familiar with him, well, maybe not right now, but later on, you do want to go to wearechange.org, and he's got several videos uploaded there. You can see him in action. He attended a meeting that Brzezinski was holding. I think it was in New York. He was giving a speech, and he gets up to ask him a question, and he's just ripping into him about the New World Order. You're not going to win. Sovereignty is going to win, and it was great. And then there's another one. Are you there, Luke? Did you get your phone fixed? Or okay, I guess not yet. So anyway, so what happens is the Secret Service, I guess, is who it was, the security. They come up to him, and all of this is on film, of course, and they're demanding that he shut the camera off. In fact, they wanted the camera. They're trying to get it away from him. And so finally, you know, he leaves and he sees they're pursuing him. And so he starts to run and they start to run. They literally chase him down the street. They wanted to get his camera away from him. I mean, it's unbelievable. This is what you're up against today. you know, you have no freedom anymore, folks. I mean, look at the, you know, the free speech zones. Bush comes to speak and people who protest, you know, if you want to protest, you get stuck about 10 miles down the street, out of sight, out of mind, away from cameras. They put you in a caged-in area, and they call them free speech zones. Well, you got to ask, if those are the free speech zones in those caged-in areas, then what's the area called outside the caged-in areas? Obviously, it's a no-free speech zone. It's astonishing. Didn't Emperor Gludius Maximus, a.k.a. George himself, say shortly after the 9/11 attacks that the reason we were attacked, he's speaking before Congress, the reason that the terrorists attacked us on 9/11 is because they hate our freedoms. And then he turns around. Well, stick with us. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, hope to deposit jobs without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information, legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. I'm your host, Charles Giuliani. Not Charles Hurts. Charles Giuliani on Truth Hurts Radio. And we're back now. We have a guest on the line, Luke Rudowski. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Are you there, Luke?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
All right. Hey, glad to have you on.
Thanks for having me. It really means a lot.
Yeah, I was talking a little bit about before we got you on, talking about your nice encounter with our good buddy there, Mr. Brzezinski.
Mm-hmm.
That was quite a performance. Wow, that's pretty impressive. How long ago was that?
That was actually last week, Wednesday. Not this week, Wednesday. Last week, Wednesday. I actually found out about the event 2 hours before it happened. I found it in the newspaper, and as soon as I seen Zbigniew Brzezinski, my eyes were glued to it, and I knew I had to do something.
Now, was that right in New York there? Or?
That was in New York City. That was in Uptown on 92nd Street at the local YMCA there.
Wow. So when you... was it a question and answer session? Is that when you stood up? I missed the beginning of it. I just caught it like a minute or two into the thing.
Yeah, well, it was a question and answer segment, and he gave a big long talk, actually bashing the Bush administration, which these elite New World Order guys are doing now.
Right.
And then after that, he was taking a question, and you know, I made sure my question was the first one to be questioned. And,
yeah.
You know, put my hand up, and he picked me up, and then you can see the video from there on what happened.
Right, I saw that. Yeah, that was great stuff. Now, tell me what actually got you into this initially? You know, protesting or activism.
Well, I've been in the Not-Alignment Truth. Yeah, I've been in the Not-Alignment Truth for about 3.5 to 4 years now. And, you know, and for those 3.5 to 4 years, every Saturday we go to Ground Zero. Big banner that says 9/11 was an inside job, and we give out flyers and DVDs to people, and we educate people one-on-one. So initially, what started to get me thinking was the incident back in 2004 where I was a victim of police brutality here in New York. And going through that incident and not getting just that incident, letting that police officer go who beat me up without even no repercussions really made me understand the system here in New York City, really made me understand the police state. Of course, this led me to other things, other documentaries, and I started researching. And it got me into the Illuminati, into the New World Order, into the Federal Reserve. And, you know, I started researching individuals such as Zbigniew Brzezinski himself, David Rockefeller, and it really opened my eyes to what's really going on. And, you know, a lot of times you hear people talking about, you know, the elite, New World Order, but you really don't see anybody do something about it. So that's why, you know, a lot of people like this video because it's actually doing something about it. It's calling them on their names. It's putting it right in front of their faces, and it's talking truth to power.
Right, absolutely. I have to say, you know, people always say, oh, you're born on the radio, and in reality, it doesn't take much bravery to do this. What you're doing takes bravery.
I wouldn't even consider it bravery as I would consider it a civilian duty to expose these, you know, cockroaches, these scum who are destroying America. And the ultimate goal of the New World Order, of, you know, the CFR Triad and Bilderberg Group, is to destroy American sovereignty and the Constitution of the United States of America.
Absolutely. I mean, to sit back and do nothing is really just to roll the red carpet out for them and what they're doing. Once again, you guys got to go to his website, ourchange.org, and watch these videos. I love that one. What building is that? Is that the new World Trade Center 7 building?
Yeah, the video you're talking about is when we went out to the new World Trade Center Building 7. It was just rebuilt. And Larry, it's where Larry Silverstein has his new office. That's where his new office is located, in the new World Trade Center 7 building. And we went right in front of that building with a big banner stating that 9/11 was in its job. Where we were confronted by, they identified themselves as police officers, New York City police officers. And it actually got to a point where they wanted us to leave so bad, because we refused to leave. They wanted us to leave so bad, they called us terrorists. And they said, you know, we're Al-Qaeda, and that we had backpack bombs on us. They have it all on film. You could check out the video on wearechange.org.
You guys got to watch this. He says this over sticking out. What's that, a bomb you got there? You guys must be terrorists. I'm going to call the police. And he does.
That's how far it has gotten. It's like, you know, it's like the war on communism, man. It's like, you know, you don't go with the family, you're a communist or you're a terrorist. You know, we can't stand for that, and we really have to end up to it. And as
you know, you know what this reminds me of? They've got a lot of kids now around the country programmed that if mommy upsets me or daddy, I'll tell them I'm going to CPS on them. You know what I mean? This, a snitch society.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, everywhere here in New York City, you have, you know, these big posters, these big signs saying, if you see something, say something. Snitch propaganda, 1984 posters all over New York City, man. And, you know, we got to look beyond that, and we got to stand up to authority, because authority doesn't care about the people. They just want to make sure, you know, you work and you pay their taxes. They really care about you, man.
The pride and the haughtiness of that overgrown loot there, the one you're mostly dialoguing with. Oh, it's just disgusting. But it shows the kind of attitude, that arrogance that they have. Petty little bug, I'll crush you on my foot. You know, he had that attitude that, oh, you just want to spit on.
He was just demeaning scum. He was on a power trip because he was a police officer. He totally didn't understand the laws and regulations here in New York City, because he told me several times to turn off my camera. I was on a public street. I have every right as a citizen of the United States of America to record a conversation between me and a police officer. I have every right to stay in the street as long as I'm not blocking pedestrian traffic. I have right to think about flyers.
Why was this police officer in plain clothes?
That's what they do here in New York City. A lot of police officers, they dress in plain clothes and undercover. We call them detectives, for short. They go around, and it's really entrapment. And they go around looking for little criminals, and they arrest them. They lock them up. But he came up to me. He identified himself as, you know, as a police officer. And he told me that, you know, Larry's pissed off. Larry doesn't want you here. And I'm like, who's Larry? Larry's
good
a citizen,
Larry.
Just like I am. Larry, you know, just because he has money doesn't mean he has more rights than I do. This is America. We supposedly live in a democracy, but you're telling me to leave because this guy's here? No, we could stay here. And you see in the video, we actually stand up to these until they surrounded us. They confiscated my camera and cell phone from me, and they said it was a gun, and they really tried to intimidate us and scare us.
You mean to tell me you didn't bow before Larry? That's very disrespectful of you.
Hell no.
In fact, that's almost blasphemous. I'm surprised lightning didn't come down and strike you.
Not in front of someone like Larry. Now, what's also interesting,
if anybody has any ambition visiting the World Trade Center, the new building, I think it's safe now. I don't think any terrorists are going to attack it as long as Larry Silverstein has his office in there. I think you're safe now.
Now, if you look, there's also another video on WeAreChange.org dedicated. And in that movie, we have an interview with Larry Silverstein's private security guards, which tell us that on 9/11, Larry Silverstein was on his way to work until he got a phone call telling him not to show up to work.
And then
and then he called his daughter, because his daughter at the time worked at World Trade Center 7, the old one. He called his daughter, couldn't get in contact with his daughter, and then he did, and then he told his daughter not to show up to work. And him and his daughter never showed up to work on 9/11.
Another prior warning. Is that documented anywhere? I mean, I doubt it, but is there any
way
I
can... documented on WeAreChange.org. The audio file. I talked to this gentleman. He asked not to be made public, so I put his audio file on there. But it is one of the Larry Silverstein's private security guards that we have on record. I have contact with this gentleman. That said, he was on his way to work. He was in a limo on his way to work, you know, until he got that one phone call telling him not to show up to work, and he didn't.
Well, you know, I hope if somebody's listening and has some time on their hands, why don't you call Mr. Gonzalez? I'm sure Mr. Gonzalez will want to look into this. It sounds very suspicious to me. Unbelievable.
Yeah, these scum work together.
Jeez, you got to be kidding. So how long ago was that WTC-7 thing?
WTC-7 was about a month ago.
Wow. Oh, so you did that before the Brzezinski one, then?
Yeah, we did that right before the Brzezinski thing. And the whole feature-length film and what we do and how and all the crap we go through called Dedicated. And you can see it on WeAreChange.org by scrolling all the way. And it's really a great inspirational film. If you like the Brzezinski thing, if you like the Building 7 footage, you will love the Dedicated footage because it actually shows, you know, me and one of my best friends, Dan Wallace, standing up to cops with M16s on the street with our banner. Like, seriously, because in New York City, we have something called the Hercules teams, which is basically police officers with M16s and full military armor on walking the streets. And this is how they say they're fighting terrorism. In reality, they're causing terrorism by terrorizing the people with their M16s and their bomb-sniffing shepherds. So what we do, we confront these guys with our banner and our message, and these guys get pretty pissed off. You can check out the video on Dedicated. It's on WeAreChange.org, and it's pretty interesting what happens.
It's very obvious what's going on in this country, folks. You can't deny it anymore. You know, a few years ago, you were crazy if you talked about implantable microchips, if you talked about an emerging police state. They talk about it openly now in the media. You can't anymore. I mean, and yet there's still people who say, oh, you crazy conspiracy nuts. How can you deny it? It's right there in your face. Stuff that we've been talking about for years that was coming, it's now here. I don't know what it's going to take to wake these people up.
I mean, just looking at some of the videos we put out, I mean, you can see New York City is a total police state. But what we have to do is we have to stand up for rights. We have to stand for what's right. And, you know, a lot of times the police officers try to bully us, try to put us down, try to make us, you know, stop what we're doing. And it's very important that we understand our rights and we stand for what's right and not give up and do these street actions and show the power elite that we know and we won't stop.
Do you really think these cops are that ignorant?
Well, now I got to put out a whole disclaimer because I have many friends of mine that are police officers that are part of We Are Change.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
now, not all police officers are bad, but some are very ignorant. Some are very bad. Some do, you know, beat people up. But again, not all police officers are bad. One of my best friends, Craig Barmer, he's a police officer and he's a first responder, and he's dying because of the EPA's lies. And he actually gave testimony saying that Building 7 had explosives in it because he was there.
Definitely. There's definitely some good police officers out there. We'll be right back, folks. Hold on.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves, nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. When not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have big products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call Toby, 866-222-3017. Oh, you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Presents, welcome back to the show. We hope you're enjoying the tyranny. And stick around, it'll get much worse if we have our way. Just go back to sleep, take the Prozac, watch Fox News, and everything will be fine. Anyway, back here on Truth Hurts, your host, Charles Giuliani. And again, our guest today is a very admirable activist, Luke Rudkowski, right? I did get that right, I hope. I got one of those tricky names to pronounce, too. So, Luke, you mentioned that you were actually had been victimized, that you had been abused by police. Is that something you want to share with us? Or?
I mean, it's a common occurrence here in New York City, you know, what the New York City Department does to, you know, its people. But it's really not big. It was an incident that happened September 13th, 2004, where... Actually, I was the one who actually called the police department on an incident for some stolen property, and a whole bunch of cops came. They, you know, misunderstood the situation, and they actually were actually detaining and arresting one of my friends. When I stood up and I told the officer, "Excuse me, you know, but you're making a mistake. I'm the one." And then as soon as I did that politely, you know, they just put their hand on me and they physically abused me, and they, you could say, beat me up. And it kind of took that incident to really wake, man, and you know what, and you can't really do nothing about it. You know, you got to be top citizens to the city. You can't do nothing. You know, you can complain, but no one's going to hear you unless you have video or pictures of it. And it's really a shame. But again, not all police officers are bad. There are some bad scum officers here in the city, but there are also great police officers that hold their duty and deserve to wear that badge. I mean, one of the things me and my friend here in New York City have started doing is we started talking to the police officers, started to educate the police officers about the New World Order, about 9/11, and about the destruction of America's sovereignty. And what we do is we come up to these police officers and we give them a DVD. We made a special DVD, one DVD with like four films on it, which has a speech by Craig Bartmer, one of my friends, former police officer, 9/11 Mysteries, Press for Truth, and Dust to the Seat. And, you know, tell them, the elite don't care about you. The elite basically sacrificed 50,000 rescue workers on 9/11 with the EPA's lie just to open up the stock market just to make money. You think they care about you? And I think it's a really important strategy because the elite, because the Zbigniew Brzezinskis, the David Rockefellers, are nobody without the military or without the police. So I think when, you know, time comes to it, I think we have to educate the police, and before they make that wrong decision, we want to make sure they make the right decision.
Absolutely. So you know Bartmer, huh? Is he still with the force, or did he retire? Or
I know Bartmer's going through some family problems, and I haven't talked to him for a while. But I don't know, but he's a great guy, and, you know, he's a hero to me.
Yeah, he was in the area of Building 7, for those that don't know, and he said that clearly that thing did not come down the way old. He says, I know the sound of an explosion of a bomb when I hear it, and I had a major explosion when that building began to come down.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a caller, I guess by the name of Union from Canada. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, intellect.
Hey, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about, I don't know if you're familiar with what Coca-Cola's been doing down in South and Central America with their death squads against union activists.
No, I can't say I am.
I got a good link, and I'd like to share something, if that'd be okay.
Sure.
About this?
Yeah, go ahead. I think we have a delay here or something.
It's just unreal what I've uncovered recently with, you know, the gruesome cycle of murders, kidnapping, torture of union leaders and organizers involved in, you know, daily life, death, and struggles at the Coca-Cola bottling plants in Colombia and South America. Actually, Coca-Cola has enlisted right-wing death squads to come in and kill them. And it's just unreal. And it's sad that there's a big media blank towards this. You know, it's not even talked about.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it myself, even in the underground media.
Exactly. So I have a good link, and it's something to really talk about, how they're literally killing. Literally,
yeah, sure.
With right wing. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm sure they can't wait to be able to do it here, too. Yeah, if you want to go ahead and give the link, go ahead.
Yep.
You there, Union?
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead and give. Are you going to give the link?
I gave it. It's in them.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you were going to read it off. Yeah.
Oh, I'll read it off.
You're on Pal Talk, is what you're saying.
Yes.
I see it now. I have. For those of you that don't know, this is a friend of mine from Pal Talk. The link is no www, just http://. killercoke.org/crimes.htm. Again, that's killercoke.org/crimes.htm. So go there and you can find out about this. Yeah, I must say, I haven't heard of this one. This is very interesting, very disgusting, but not surprising. And, you know, what our guest here is talking about, Luke, happening in New York with him, you know, being treated roughly. And that's where this is going. Unfortunately, we're seeing the same thing happening here, guys. And if we don't wake up now and stop these scoundrels, we're going to have far worse than what Germany had under Hitler. Stick with us, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can't handle the truth.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't that great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gills and the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. Well, our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs. 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that more than just on heart problems and circulation problems, it'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you in your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt and still can't.
and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-707. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit the website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, it's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stop! Put that camera down! Turn off that microphone! Get down on the ground or I'm going to taser you!
That's where we're going, guys. That's where we're at, as a matter of fact. Where we're going is even more scary if we don't wake up. To quote our good friend, Mr. Brzezinski, I'll paraphrase. In his 1970 book, The Grand Chessboard, he bragged about how in the future power will gravitate into the hands of those who control information. Look forward to a time where government would be able to tyrannically control every aspect of a person's life. And here we are. So don't fall for this hypocrisy when you see Brzezinski speaking against Bush. All the left, all the liberals, the Democrats, they love this. They rally behind him like he's their hero, their poster child for free from Bush's tyranny. Don't forget, in 1997, in his book, The Grand Chessboard, he laid out the blueprints, basically, but the Bush administration followed later. And in fact, the PNAC document that everybody quotes from so much is, you know, basically word for word what he laid out years earlier in his Grand Chessboard book. PNAC talked about going into Iraq, whereas he talked about going into Eurasia, i.e. Afghanistan. But, you know, he talked the need for a massive, widely perceived direct external threat. Think about that. So is he really against what doing? This is the schizophrenic left-right paradigm shift game they play with you, this little swing thing going back and forth. They're all working for the same crime bosses. They're all in the other. Anyone who's ever watched professional wrestling ought to know that. These guys, you know, take pot shots at each other, insult each other, give each other noogies, but later they're at the corner bar sucking beers back and how gullible their audience is for buying their little staged operations. They're buddies. They're very close buddies. I mean, look at the 2004 debate, Bush and Kerry, both Skull and Bones members. They're bed buddies. Come on. Give me a... it's just so staged. It's disgusting. Anyway, coming back to our guest here, I was going to ask, by the way, another thing. I think it's the same video of the World Trade Center 7 building when you're out front there. Later on, you guys are going down, Times Square?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just sitting there laughing right in the middle of broad daylight, real, real busy rush hour, but just people mobbed everywhere. And these guys going up and down the street with these huge signs, 9/11 was an inside joke, yelling it out. I mean, you couldn't miss it, you know. You guys are probably reaching a couple tens of thousands of people, you know, just doing that alone. It's unbelievable. So
yeah,
how many people?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Man, I mean, that's what it's about. It's about reaching out to people, educating people. You know, you can put up a blog or a MySpace page or a web page about, you know, the truth, but not everybody will see your web page. Not everybody will see your blog. But when you're out there in the streets, people have to see you. People will have to look at you. People, you know, you forced to have them a flyer. You forced to give them a DVD. And, you know, that's one way, you know, people look at it and then go think about it and then you search it. That's one way about reaching the public.
Absolutely. And, you know, people are always saying, I'm just one person. What can I do? Here's an example of what you can do. Here's this guy, Luke, one person. He got himself a camera and he just watches the newspaper, he finds out when there's an event, and bang, he's there. or if there isn't an event, he makes an event. You know, his buddies together. In fact, what'd you say, every Saturday?
Every Saturday we go to Ground Zero from 1 through 4. We've been doing it for about 4 years now, and we do actions on every weekday. And if you're in the tri-state area, on our webpage, we are changed.org, you could sign up on our list server, and we could tell you when we're doing things.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you guys are in the area, you know, get in contact, or just show up on Saturdays. They're there every week. I was there myself, I think it was about 2 years after the attacks. There weren't too many people around. But I got personal pleasure out of yelling out, did 9/11. I actually got a standing ovation. A few people standing around were clapping.
Yeah, many people don't understand. You know, it's gratifying. It's self, you know, it feels so good actually doing something about, you know, these horrible situations, these horrible things that we have to go through. It feels really good. And a lot of people, you know, they're pessimistic. Well, we could do anything we want. I just wanted to say that. We could do anything we want. We just have to want it bad enough, and we could do it. And you know what? If you really want some positive change, we need to affect as many people as we can to get that positive change, man. You just got to keep in mind that Mark Twain quote. You know, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, but when his cause succeeds, the timid join him. You know, and that's what it's about, man. It's about, you know, small groups of people coming together. And slowly, you know, if you just keep it up, it's going to get bigger, and we're going to actually do something.
All you need is ambition. That's it. I mean, you don't have to be a genius. You don't even have to say a word. Just carry a sign. You know, in the summer, I go to the beach. I write Bush did 9/11 on the sand, you know. I go into restaurants. I write it on napkins. Walk through the Boston. I yell it in open store windows or restaurant windows, you know. Bush did 9/11. Some might not, that might not appeal to, there's other things you can do. You can make out business cards. What are they, $20 for like 500 or something? That's cheap. You just go hand them out to people. Put a website on there or something, or, you know.
Yeah, you can get free business cards at VistaPrints.com. You can get free business cards there. If you just go on VistaPrints.com, print up, you know, they have their own graphics, some information on there, write something good, give it out to people. Yeah, there's flyers online that you can look up. Even on blog.com, not 11blog.com, they have a whole activism section where you can print out flyers, give out flyers, you know, burn DVDs, you know. Start organizing. Start going on MySpace, seeing what, you know, what group in your area or your community is doing something about it. Go on, you know, meetups. Go on Craigslist. There's people doing something. And, you know, when you do good things, good people will come to you. And that's what I found out doing what I have done.
Yeah, absolutely. The more you get involved, the more contacts you make. You start networking and things just open up. Would you say it was post 9/11 that you started waking up? Was 9/11 the real, you know, clincher for you, or?
After educating myself about 9/11, that really made me, you know, want to be active. But I really haven't been active since, you know, 2004. Really like a zombie, you could say. I was really ignorant growing up, and I really didn't understand what was going on. And it really, again, it took that one incident to really wake me up. And until 2004, I was ignorant, you know, I was stupid, I was one of these young kids, you know, and it took that incident, you know, to really better my life, to really make me understand life and really make me want to do something positive in my life, and that's what I'm doing right now.
What did wake you up? Did someone share a video or a book or something with you? Or
I started researching a lot about the New World Order, about the police state, right after that incident, and, you know, so I meet, you know, people like Tex Mar.
With the police? With the police officer, the incident with the police officer, you mean?
Yeah, the incident with the police officer really opened my mind and, you know, made me start reading something, you know, Behold the Pale Horse, by Wayne Cooper, you know, and it really opened my mind up to a lot of things.
Did you say Tex Mars?
Yes, Mars, Jim Mars.
He's a good guy. I want to have him on sometime. He's done a heck of a lot of research. That guy's a walking encyclopedia about the New World Order and occultism and, you know, masonry and the whole nine yards. Have you met him yourself, or?
Well, I've met some conferences, not 11 Truth conferences before. He's a great guy. He really is a walking encyclopedia. This guy can tell you anything, man.
And very down to earth too. He's not prideful. Doesn't look down his nose at you. He's a really good guy. Hey, tell me, do you know if the FBI, CIA, Secret Service, do they have their offices once again in the New World Trade Center 7 building?
Now, what's really interesting about the New World Trade Center Building 7, it only has three tenants at the time. It's some Chinese corporation, and a lot of people are scared to actually buy you know, room there. It's pretty surprising. It's not surprising why not. If you're really educated, you wouldn't want to rent, you know, an apartment or a floor at the New World Trade Center Building 7, which Larry Silverstein owns. You wouldn't want to do that. It wouldn't be smart. And what's really funny is I found out about this because somebody working in there, every elevator in the new World Trade Center Building 7 doesn't have any buttons. Because every person who works there has an ID card. And on that ID card, he has an RFID chip. And when you automatically go into that elevator, there's an RFID chip reader, that rear card, and takes you to the floor automatically without you even hitting a button.
Wow.
Automatically takes you to the floor you work on.
Pretty weird, huh?
Pretty weird, man. They have really, really crazy technology there.
Next week, we will have the retinal scanner. Oh, jeez. This is getting out of control. Is it in the other one? Do you know how many stories this one is?
I think this one's 50 stories. I think the other one was 47 stories. It's a huge building, though.
Wow. Now, I wonder if this one utilizes toothpicks for its beams and girders like the original one.
One had, you know, interior and exterior columns. If you could see...
Oh, no, toothpicks. That's how it came down so quick. It was built real cheap. That's what you do when you build high-rises. You make it of the cheapest materials. So, you know, it'll fold up like a lounge chair. You know?
I think you're doing better than NIST and FEMA because they can't even explain what happened to 7.
That's basically what on the chat forum I hang out on Pal Talk. And by the way, the previous caller called me Imalak, just so people out there listening will know that's my name on Pal Talk, Imalak. But in the future, Pal Talkers, just call me Charles so we won't confuse people. But I hang out on Pal Talk quite a bit, and the neocons, the Bush defenders who come in, that's what they do. They basically give the impression that Building 7 was made of cheap materials and it was designed to collapse easily. You have got to be kidding me. To the contrary, Building 7 won an award in early 2001. Did you know that? It's on Larry Silverstein's Silverstein Properties website. They won an award for the most sturdily designed structure in the country.
Funny.
Oh, yeah. It was designed flimsy, all right. Hey, we got a caller. I think it's our buddy Tony again from New York. Tony, you there?
Yeah, I've been listening. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
You know, I just re-listened to that Kerry interview. They did Kerry. They got Kerry into a – he was giving a little speech somewhere. So Alex sent some people to ask him some questions about Building 7. And it was very clear listening to that interview and that he was talking about Building 7, not the wall. The wall was going to be protected by them taking down the building – themselves very very precisely. Senator Kerry is on a record saying that they demolitioned Building 7. And I think that's the new story they're trying to put out. And if it's true, you had Chris Miller with the CIA who died. So, I mean, either Kerry is extremely stupid or he's not stupid and he knows what happened and he talked about it. And I just thought that was very interesting. I called in really to talk to you about reminding you, tell everyone about the Truth Hurts Radio MySpace page.
Yeah, that's something that Tony had created last night. Appreciate that. Yeah, you want to go ahead and...
If you go there, for those of you on shortwave, if you go there or on the internet, you go to myspace.com/Truth Hurts Radio. Hertz spelled H-E-R-T-Z. So that's Truth Hertz. It's kind of pun on radio. Truth, H-E-R-T-E-Z, radio. You go there for archives of the show, some programs. This show will be uploaded there, a show that he did. Yesterday's uploaded there. Some other interviews Charlie has done. And I wanted to ask my friend Luke a question. Luke, how can people help you financially? What's the best way to get money to you to help you buy some new cameras and help keep your work continuing down there?
Yeah, I was going to ask that myself, too. I understand you're looking for a new, more high-quality camera.
I mean, you guys can help us out any way you want. Anything we get would be highly appreciated because right now what we're working off is a little mini handheld camera that I got for like $300, and it's not even mine. So anything we could get is great. And I don't like taking money just for no reason. If you really want to support us, the movie Dedicated that I talked about, if anybody donates, you will get a free copy of this movie. And we ask for a donation about like $12. And if you, you know, give $12, you get a free Dedicated DVD. It's a movie about, you know, all the activism we've been doing for over the past 2 years, all the crap we've been going through. And it's also a big tribute to Dan Wallace and everything me and him went through.
Now, Luke, how do we go to that? We go to where? Where do we go to give you the money? How do we do that?
You go on wearechange.org, and on the right-hand side, there's a PayPal account. Click on a PayPal account, you give whatever you want, and any donations will be greatly appreciated. And every penny of whatever we get goes to flyers and DVDs, every single penny, I guarantee that.
It's a good way to help. You know, if a lot like people like me can't really get out as much, and we live in different parts of the country, and it's a really good way to help. And, Luke, just keep it on, man. You're really doing good, man. We're all proud of you. You are a leader of the 9/11 Youth New York Truth Movement, and you are rocking it, baby. You are rocking it. Just keep on keeping on.
Mm-hmm. One thing I'm just trying to say is that, you know, let's all be leaders. Let's all do something. You know, let's not look up to leaders. Be your own leader. Do something. Organize. Don't wait for somebody to do something. You have to do it yourself. You have to become a leader.
That's right, brother. All right, take it easy, guys.
Thank you,
all right, thanks for calling, man. Yeah, when you get your new camera, you might take an insurance policy out on it, too, because I'm sure Secret Service et al. Is going to want to get their grubby little hands on that sucker.
Yeah, of course.
So they really did chase you down, huh, in that video? Gee.
You look at the Brzezinski video, you know, the security guards, they're kind of, a lot of security guards ran up on me, and they were trying to grab at the tape. They actually kind of turned my camera off, and they were kind of pulling on it. And I kind of pulled back, and as soon as I pulled back, I kind of hit the door, and when I hit the door, I saw outside, and I saw these guys, you know, just reaching out through my tape. So I turned the power button, and I started running. And so that's the tape you could see with the Brzezinski video. It's a gearchange.org. You know, it's a pretty interesting video. And, you know, they couldn't catch me. I used to play PSLA Division 1A basketball before, and I was pretty fast, and they couldn't catch me for a lick.
Oh, I'm sure they would have destroyed the tape and kept your camera.
They would have probably just destroyed the tape. I don't know what they would. They're pretty pissed off. I mean, Zbigniew Brzezinski, he was pretty pissed off himself.
Yeah, I heard him. Shut up. Sit down and shut up. It sounded like Bill O'Reilly.
Shut up, sit down. Yeah, man. It was funny, man. It was worth it. And I hope it's inspirational for the people listening, for the people watching, that, you know, they stand up and they do something themselves. And they make this video as something motivational just to encourage them to do something.
Right, right. Yeah, that's classic. Again, folks, you got to go and check those videos out. And, of course, hopefully help out in whatever way you can with this cause. It's wearechange.org. I can't recommend enough you watch those videos. They're awesome. So, we got another about 10 minutes left here. Somebody was asking in the Pal Talk room, it's a good question, you know, these protests coming up April 28th. Do you know if there's anything planned in New York for that date?
April 28th? Is it Answer or UPNJ?
Yeah, why don't you hold off a little bit?
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the system world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cooktops that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect product to meet your preparations. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival crisis. Take action!
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS if you go, because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans, you and me, file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS pay Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after he quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking devices, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit a box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid mints, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Right. Sir, habeas corpus does not apply to all of you Americans.
good old buddy, Mr. Gonzalez. Tony, the guy that just called in, wanted me to remind everybody that the website, the MySpace website that he created for me, I must say I'm entirely computer illiterate. I don't know how, nor do I have the time to figure out how to set up a MySpace page, but Tony did it for me. It's HTTP... myspace.com/truthhurtsradio. And of course, Hertz is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. So again, that's myspace.com/truthhurtsradio. Anyway, we just have a few more minutes left here with our guest, great activist Luke Rutkowski. From wearechange.org. So, in the last couple minutes here, I was just wondering, what do you think of Rosie there? I guess tomorrow she's going to have some first responders on.
Yeah, tomorrow the show airs where she's going to have first responders on. The show was taped actually yesterday. I think Rosie's a true patriot. I think she's a big hero because she's risking a lot, actually, standing up for the truth. And what she did it very intelligently. She did it very smart. She never openly said, "Now I'm losing an inside job." She said, you know, take a look at Building 7, research it, investigate it. And I think it was huge what she did because over 30 million people, you know, see The View each day. And I think reaching out to the audience like that is really heroic, really, you know, means a lot. And it's really standing up to the true power structure. And I know she's having some, you know, disagreements with the ABC crowd, but I think she knows what she's doing, and I think she's only going to get better. She's only going to get bigger and better out of this.
Absolutely. I think even more significant than her statements about 9/11 and Building 7, I think what she said about the controlled media is even more important. She said our media is controlled. It's frightening. You can't find out what's going on. You got to look to the foreign media. And she says all of our major news media is owned by four corporations. One of them is, you know, is this one. So she was criticizing her own network.
That was great. That was amazing what she said, and it really kind of woke a lot of people up and made them understand that what they're being told on the news is not true. And also, I remember the first time Rosie came out on 9/11 Truth on The View, we did a big demonstration of support in front of ABC Studios The View here in New York City, and you can actually see the video of that on wearechange.org under the demonstration of support for Rosie, and it actually shows the police officers detaining us, stopping us, harassing us from being there. And it's a pretty interesting video. Again, all those videos are on wearechange.org.
Yeah, that's great stuff. Hey, one other question. This is something that's been bugging me. As I'm sure you know, there's still quite a bit, well, relatively speaking, it's not much, but several hundred tons of debris from the World Trade Center that is still sitting in a hangar at the Kennedy Airport. I think it's Hangar 17, as a matter of fact. It's been there since 9/11. There's several huge girders, some beams. There's what's called the meteorite. You know, it's a bunch of steel fused together with who knows what else from inside the building there. Were you aware of this?
Yeah, I was aware of this, and I know the BBC actually showed this on tape. And I know it's closed off to the public. It's private property, and it's owned by the government. And it only will allow, like, mainstream media press to see it or government officials to use it.
I want to know why somebody isn't subpoenaing that stuff.
I wish we could see it. I wish we could give it to Stephen Jones.
Absolutely. Anyway, yeah, I want to thank you for coming on, my friend. I'll probably have you on again sometime. You can give us an update on your latest activities.
Thanks for having me. I'll let you know what we're doing here in the city.
All right, you bet. Thanks a lot, man.
God bless you, man.
That was, you too. That was Luke Rutkowski from WeAreChange.org. And we'll be right back with another guest, folks. Hang in there.